Hi, my name is Alyssa Fisher from the Lariat.
And I'm Gina Martucci from the Fashion Club.
And we are recording the first ever podcast for Fashion Forward, a little blog on the Lariat's website. So thanks for being here with me, Gina.
No problem, it's my pleasure.
Okay, well, we were really excited. We got together tonight and watched the Grammys, the red carpet on E! News. And surprisingly, we were a little disappointed.
Yeah, there wasn't really that much fashion that they showed that you would think E! News would show. They didn't show anyone important, not really important people. Like, they showed a bluegrass band. Like, who listens to bluegrass, honestly?
It was strange. We didn't even see the people we were really looking forward to until the last hour.
Yeah, we didn't even see Lady Gaga. Like, what is that?
Yeah, they didn't show Lady Gaga. I heard she was there and had a cane, but I have no idea what she was wearing. And last year was huge. She came in an egg, so that should have been exciting. And then Kelly Clarkson, we saw her perform.
Yeah, but didn't she wasn't on the red carpet either. And there was a lot of people that just were not there.
Yeah, and overall, it was just not a pretty disappointing evening.
Yeah, I wasn't excited. I was actually getting kind of bored at some parts of it. I was getting bored.
Yeah, there's nothing that totally stood out. So we're going to start from about the beginning of the red carpet show and see what you guys think. And yeah, so let's begin.
All right, so we have Foster the People first.
They were probably, I think, the first people that we saw.
Yeah.
Again, very casual. That was kind of the theme for the night.
Yeah, there was only, like, one of them that was wearing, like, a bow tie, but most of them, they were casual.
And right after that, we saw Rebecca Black show up.
That was random. I was like, what is Rebecca Black doing at the Grammys? That makes no sense at all.
I feel like that was a little publicity stunt.
Definitely.
Or something, but...
But she looked like a black cupcake, like, she's going to a bat mitzvah or something. That's what she looked like.
Definitely a bat mitzvah dress. Trying to go for a little bit of structure.
With the tears.
Yeah.
But it didn't work.
No, she ended up looking younger than she is. Definitely. I wasn't
like,
a fan.
She was like 11-year-old. Like, yeah, no.
Yeah, that's something Fashion Police is going to make fun of.
Definitely.
Tomorrow night. After we saw the band Perry... And they have one woman.
Yeah, it didn't, like, fit her body. The dress, I forgot her, I don't know her name, but...
I don't either.
But her dress didn't fit her body, and she's not, like, a big girl, but it just, like, didn't make her look right.
Yeah, right under the bust, it didn't...
Cinch.
Yeah, it just went down, and it was all black, and it just didn't really make sense.
It didn't at all.
She looked comfortable, I guess you could say, yeah. But... When you're on the red carpet, I don't think comfort should matter.
I shouldn't, but yeah. Then we saw Rosie and Sophia Grace. They were so cute.
They were adorable.
They looked like little princesses, but I don't think anyone knows who they are, but they're the ones who, like,
they're
YouTube stars. They always, like, interview star celebrities for, like, the red carpet for, like, Ellen and stuff, and they're adorable. They're loud and crazy.
And they're little pink tutus. They were one of the most exciting people.
I know. And they were, like, 9.
Yeah, exactly. That was kind of embarrassing for the others.
Right.
There's people David Guetta was there. He looked really cool. A little stud overload, like you said,
definitely.
When we were watching.
Like, the studs on the jacket were cool, but then on the pants as well, it's a little overload. Like, if you're gonna do studs, just stick to one garment.
Yeah.
Or just accessories, but...
I did like that he... made it a little bit more simple with the t-shirt under it. It was something different, but again...
It was different, definitely different from, like, the t-shirt and tuxedo jacket, or just, like, tuxedo in general.
Yeah. I didn't like the pants, though.
Yeah. They were weird.
But right after that, we saw, in my opinion, one of the best of the evening, surprisingly.
It's Paris Hilton.
She looked gorgeous.
She was wearing Basil Soda. Which is a weird name, but he actually makes really nice clothes.
I know, Juliana was saying how she's been wearing him a lot lately, and this dress was gorgeous. It was floor length, this beautiful white gown, a lot of sheer details.
Yeah, and, like, the bottom, it kind of went into, like, a mermaid kind of bottom, like, where it goes in and then comes out by the feet.
A little flare.
Yeah, a little flare. And then it had, like, that metallic belt. It was really pretty.
It was cool. Definitely something in for this season, I think. Because, like, you saw a lot of embellishment on the red carpet. Definitely in
white for spring.
Yeah, it was beautiful. She looked really nice. Like, classy, like you said.
Yeah, I'm, like, surprisingly classy, yeah, but it looked really nice. And then we had Corinne Bailey-Ray, which is kind of, like, she wore Christian Siriano,
who I'm a huge fan of. I know. Love him.
Love him.
But the thing is, we've actually seen this dress twice on other people. Yeah.
Twice.
Once on Taylor Swift's Wonderstruck perfume commercial. That was in a long form, and it was a lighter, more of a nude, maybe mauve color.
Oh, and by the way, Corinne Bailey-Ray wore black.
Yes, this was a black dress. That was pretty important.
Yeah.
And then we saw
Heidi Klum wore it.
Yeah, she wore. I'm pretty sure she wore it on last year's Grammys.
I'm not sure. It was an award show, but I'm not sure which one it was. But she had a lot of flack for it because it was quote unquote too young for her.
Yeah, so it looked beautiful on Corinne.
Yeah, and the shoes, oh my god, her shoes.
They were gorgeous.
Were incredible.
I wish I knew what designer.
I know, but they were incredible. No one didn't even say, but her shoes were beautiful.
No one seemed to say anything about how it was a very similar dress. They try and stay away from saying bad things.
But I'm sure fashion police, they're going to do a whole thing.
Yeah, we've seen it before. Even though it looked beautiful on her, she definitely will get some reprimanded for that.
Okay.
And right after that, we saw DJ Michelle. How do you pronounce that?
Pesky? I'm not sure.
Yeah, she's a really cool DJ. And she looked pretty cool
on the red carpet. She wore, like, this pretty plum, like, form-flattering dress. It was just a little underdressed. Like, she could have added something to it to make it more amplified, like, better makeup or something like that, or more accessories.
Yeah, her hair was just straight down as well.
It was a little boring, but she could have done something.
She did look pretty.
It had potential.
I feel like that's what we were saying about a lot of people tonight. We were like, they looked pretty. Just pretty.
Yeah.
And I feel like at the Grammys, it's you like, need to step it up.
It's the one award show where you can, like, go out and do whatever you want and wear short dresses and long dresses and do whatever you want. And I just feel like everyone was playing it safe for some weird reason. I don't understand.
Yeah, and some of them just were not cute. Like, Taraji P. Henson, who's an actress, her dress was not good.
Mm-mm. It didn't gradient right. Like, it went from white at the top to, like, this gold at the bottom, which is, like, a hot mess. And it should have gradiated, which is what goes, like, gradually from light to darker, but it didn't. It just went that straight into the other color, and it just didn't look right.
Yeah.
It, like, cut off her waist, and it just wasn't flattering.
It really wasn't. And the top was kind of pretty, like, the material, but also the pure white and then the gold, not my favorite. I think she should have done a better job. She is a movie star,
definitely. Like, she should have done a better job.
Yeah. Another surprise guest was Snooki.
Yeah, another one. Why is she there? She has nothing to do with music. She's on the Jersey Shore. She has no part of it. I don't understand why she's there. And she looked, her dress was, it was a little interesting.
Yeah, if you're gonna show up to a place where you really don't belong, then you need to own it.
Yeah.
And it's Snooki. She did not own it.
Yeah, it was like this long sleeve mini dress, of course, mini.
Mini, yes.
And it was black, and then it had like this weird hypnotic zebra ugly pattern on the middle. And she had this big bow in her hair. It was just not working.
And
for
the
her.
Sides, the black, it kind of looked velvety almost.
Yeah, like it just wasn't really pretty. It wasn't cute at all. I didn't think it was cute.
No, and she was by herself, and she was tweeting about how excited she was, but
her third year in a row, like, I don't understand how she's even there. I just don't get it. Like, I don't get it.
I don't know. She shouldn't be really proud of how she looked. That was not cute.
Yeah.
The next one, Kelly Rowland, who was, she was probably one of the first big stars we saw.
Yeah, to come out.
And, I don't know how I feel about her dress.
I feel like she had this beautiful, like, nude color on her. She was actually wearing,
Alberta Ferretti.
Yeah, Alberta Ferretti. But in the front and the back, there was, like, this, like, sequin or rhinestone. I'm not sure what it was, but it was, like, this print. But it just ended at her waist. And I feel like it should have went down a little bit more to, like, maybe, like, mid-thigh-ish. Yeah. Like, went out a little more, but it
could have been prettier, actually. It would have,
but it just stopped. And I thought, you know, it could have went down more. It could have just went, if it wasn't even there at all, and just, like, the color of the dress was beautiful on her skin tone.
Yeah, the color was beautiful. It was almost like a baby pink slash
nude. It was, like, a nude. It was, like, a peachy nude. Yeah. It was really pretty.
And there was kind of a drape of material around her, and then it went down.
And the earring, her earring, she was wearing Lorraine Schwartz earring, like, jewels, and they were beautiful. They had these big, beautiful silver and diamond earrings.
Yeah, the dress was, besides that little print, like, it was kind of a big print, but it made a statement, but the earrings definitely made a bigger statement, and she was getting a lot of bad feedback on Twitter about it, but I thought they were cool.
Yeah.
It was interesting. And then a huge star came on right after. Yes, we saw Adele, who everyone's looking for her to be the huge knockout.
And a lot of people liked her dress, a lot of good feedback on Twitter, but I honestly, it did nothing for me. It really didn't. It was just black sequins, long sleeves, actually 3/4 sleeves. It was Armani, but you know what? I felt like she could have done better. Like, I loved the bold lip. The bold lip looked really beautiful on her.
And blonde hair.
And her new blonde hair is beautiful, but I just felt like she could have wore a better dress.
I thought she looked almost like a black tent. And when we first saw her was when she got out of the car, and I immediately was angry because this girl is nominated for every award. I'm pretty sure she's going to win everything. Mm-hmm. She's a huge star right now, and she's wearing this black dress. And then on the red carpet, it did look a little bit better. It was very sparkly.
Yeah, with the cameras flashing, it was amazingly sparkly, but other than that, it really didn't do anything for me.
I think she has to do something different. Also, she always wears like a big black dress with a big poofy hair. The color was pretty, but I was a little disappointed, and
definitely,
I think she could have
done better
for sure.
Okay.
Ooh.
This one's interesting. It's Sasha Gardeva.
Yeah, I don't really know who she is.
I don't know exactly who she is, but she wore this weird gun that went from her shoulder to her hand for fingertips. It was so weird.
She was almost like a robot arm.
Yeah.
I think she was trying to upstage Lady Gaga, which
definitely
don't know where she was.
She was no show. Well, she wasn't no show, but like on the red carpet, like I didn't see her, but that weird, like robot looking thing, like it just didn't do it. And the dress was actually pretty.
Yeah.
It was like this pink mermaid. It's a really big trend, I'm guessing. Mermaid.
Yeah.
Mermaid. Sweetheart neck, like, dress. And then she just ruined it.
It was very formal dress.
Yeah.
This arm, she was trying to make a statement. She was posing with it, acting like, oh, it was no big deal. Like, this is just how I am. Like, I'm Lady Gaga, almost. I wasn't buying it.
She was trying way too hard.
It looked really fake, and I was actually embarrassed for her, personally.
Yeah.
Didn't like it at all. Okay, this one is one that I've been looking forward to talking about for the last couple minutes. Bonnie McKee.
Don't know who that is.
Don't know, and I will never want to know after seeing her on the red carpet tonight. All I could write was weird, weird, weird.
Her dress looked like a pinata. Like, it was so weird, and her two-toned hair was, like, red, high pony with, like, bleach blonde bangs. It just didn't do anything. Like, it looked weird.
She looked trashy.
Yes.
Super short dress.
Yeah, with, like, these, like, mustard yellow fringe that went from her shoulder to her feet. Like, to the end of her heels. And her heels were, like, 5 inches.
Yeah.
Like, and she was trying to work her fringe. I'm like, no, like, girl, like, that did not look good. No.
I was wondering, just, who do you think you are? It was a brown and in yellow sequin dress with, like you were saying, strings. Where were those strings? They were coming from her sleeves?
Yeah, from her shoulders.
It was wrong.
Yeah. And she's definitely a worst dress nominee for me. Like, I'm not even kidding.
I will never try and learn who she is. Yeah. I will never listen to her music just because of her image.
Yeah. Next we have Adam Levine. And he does no wrong in my eyes. He looked really good. He looked perfect, honestly.
He always looks perfect. He had such a nice suit on, pinstripes underneath.
Yeah.
And he was little wearing, pocket square.
He was wearing, like, a gingham shirt. But it actually looked well on him. Like, it looks good.
I think he looked really nice, especially for a lot of the guys. Yeah. Some of them were wearing t-shirts and blazers, which is acceptable, I guess, at the Grammys. You're supposed to be who you are. Yeah. But I love Adam Levine. He's perfect.
Yeah.
In every way.
Does no wrong.
Would you know who else was perfect?
Who?
Carrie Underwood.
Oh, yeah. She was so... She looked amazing. She was wearing Gomez Garcia. It was this beautiful, long-sleeve, white sequin dress with this open back. It looked incredible. It fit her like a glove.
Again, with the mermaid style. Yes. And Kelly Osbourne was saying on the red carpet that she wished it was cap sleeve. Well, Gina and I love cap sleeves, yes, for sure.
Definitely
love I them. Don't think this dress needed it. The long sleeves were perfect. The open back was everything.
I love there's something about long sleeve and open back that I just love on a formal dress. I don't
Very
know why.
Romantic.
It is. And you don't need what tank top. That's too much skin. Like, leave something to the imagination. Like, you need to, like, I don't know.
She looked flawless in my eyes. One of my favorite dresses of the evening. We were waiting for her for a while. Mm-hmm. It had been an hour until we saw some of these big stars, and we were getting a little disappointed. But after that was when I at least was really disappointed.
Yeah.
It was right after Carrie Underwood, we saw Katy Perry, mm-hmm. who we had been looking forward to all night.
Yeah. Katy Perry. I love Katy Perry. Like, you can ask Alyssa, I love Katy Perry. Like, she is my girl.
Yeah.
But I love, and she's wearing Ellie Saab.
One of my favorite designers.
Yes. Like, we love Ellie Saab. But this dress wasn't for her. Like, and a lot of people will probably beg to differ, like, no, she looks beautiful. No. I did not like this dress. And this dress was beautiful, but just wasn't for her.
It was 3/4 sleeves, powder, maybe ice blue,
yeah.
Floor-length gown, and...
Had open back,
too. Yes, and a little bow tie around, and it went, it wasn't a crew neck, was it?
It was like a V-neck, I think.
But it's very
or like
small.
A scoop neck.
And, Ellie Saab has this really cool fabric that he's been using a lot lately, and it's like little pieces of tulle.
Yeah, it's like tulle with lace. Like, it's like mixed. It's really cool.
And it's a gorgeous dress, but not for Katy Perry, not for her body type, not for who she is as this crazy, cool chick.
Yeah, I don't ever see her wearing Ellie Saab. Like, Ellie Saab is, I feel like Taylor Swift wears Ellie Saab.
Yes.
Not Katy Perry.
Too whimsical for her. And especially she had this bright blue hair, which just clashed with this dress.
Yeah,
it's too
you don't,
much. Actually,
you don't
it matched
match,
too much.
Yeah, you don't match blue with blue. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you just don't. I don't know. I don't feel like teal matches.
Also.
Yeah, I don't feel like teal matches with powder blue. That's just me, though, but
sad
honestly,
to say, she looked like a grandma.
Yeah, she did. Oh, yeah, she kind
of
did.
One of my worst dress.
Yeah.
And usually she mixes the mark, but it's fun. This was not fun.
Yeah.
I was disappointed.
And
she didn't look comfortable either.
And especially, like, after, like, something tragic happening in her life, her coming out after this, like, her first time coming out after this.
After her divorce.
Yeah. You would think that she would, like, try to be like, yeah, I still got it, like, you know, but no, like, she just
didn't. Yeah, the dress even made her look heavy.
It
was just not good. I was upset. I felt bad. But,
now we have a Fergie.
Oh.
That was interesting.
It was not Fergalicious. That was just scary. Even.
Oh my gosh. She was wearing like this neon, I can't say, Jean Paul Gaultier dress with cutouts, and it was completely see through. She was wearing a black bra with black
granny
panties. Like, just, you could see it, and it was just like, what are you? Can't just show like everything like that. I feel like that's not acceptable.
No, especially not on a red carpet. The dress itself, the silhouette, I actually loved it with the little poofy sleeves, and it was very tight on her body, which she's perfectly toned.
Yeah.
And it went out in the mermaid style. Like, we kept seeing little flare at the bottom. But then it was all these strange cutouts. It looked kind of like a bright orange doily.
Yeah, I feel like the dress needed like a slip or like a lining or something.
Because the color was kind of cool
for
Fergie.
Yeah, the color looks amazing.
That.
It looks good on her skin tone.
Yeah.
Like, she's tan and like...
And she goes to the extreme.
Yeah. She goes all the time, goes to the extreme.
She actually said she had two dresses and this was the
safe
choice.
I would love to see her other choice, honestly. I would love to see it.
I'd love to, but I'm kind of scared too.
Yeah.
It was a little much. For the red carpet.
Definitely.
Let's move this along and tell you, I love Julianne Hough.
Huff?
Yeah, Huff.
She was actually wearing Kaufman Franco, and it was a beautiful dress. Don't get me wrong. It was this green dress with, like, these black stripes, like, but they weren't, like, symmetrical stripes. They were beautiful. But it needed, she needed more makeup, she needed a better hairdo, she needed accessories. Like, she needed to dress up this dress. I felt like she was just, like, in the background, just chilling. Like, she wasn't, you know what I mean? Like, and they were making her seem like she was a superstar, but she really kind of isn't. You know what I mean?
Yeah, her hair was just straight down to her shoulders. She could have used a smoky eye or a bright lip, some bolder earrings, a necklace, or a really cool bracelet.
Mm-hmm.
Something to dress it up. The dress itself was beautiful with the black straps around the dress.
It was like this olive green color. It was really beautiful.
Yeah, it was really nice. She was a little disappointing, though. Yeah. Not compared to Jessie J.
Jessie J looked really good. Yeah. Jessie J looked really good. Like, she looked Grammys. Like,
exactly. That's a good way to put it. She was the only one who looked like she thought about where she was going.
She's wearing Julian McDonald.
Yes.
And it was a silver glass sequin dress. And she wore her hair. She has this amazing black hair. And she was in this jet black hair. And it was in this high pony with her, like, bangs perfect. It just looked really good.
It was really interesting. Very good for a music award, in my opinion.
It should have been what Katy Perry was wearing, though, honestly.
Yeah. Ooh, one crazy one, Nicki Minaj.
Oh, my God, Nicki Minaj. Like, she arrives with the bishop. Like, who does that?
Like, who was that?
It was a bitch, like this random bishop.
I don't get
it, but she was wearing Versace anyway.
We were looking forward to her, and then when I hear Versace, you think of something beautiful, form-fitting, glamorous. It was
I feel like Versace sometimes is a little crazy. Versace can get crazy.
Yeah, this definitely was. With a giant hood that looked like it was being held up by...
It looked like
it was Red Riding Hood or something.
Nicki Minaj style.
Yeah. It was this big, big red coat with a black embellishment on the bottom of a face. Maybe the bishop?
Probably was the pope or something. I don't know. But also, the rims of the hood had these big black beads, I guess representing like a rosary or something.
Oh, that's true.
But
I didn't get it. I'm not...
Her face looked fresh. That's there was, no makeup on her face. She looked fresh in her face, but...
beautiful, but...
It looked kind of like a potato sack to dress. Like, it was just so big. And she's not a big girl. Like, she's really, she has that hourglass shape.
Yeah.
But it was just sitting there, the dress. Like, I just didn't feel like it,
Yeah, she was trying to make a statement. I don't know what statement that is.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't really impress me.
Yeah.
I wasn't a fan. Yeah, it just confused me and left me wanting to look at someone else. I was over it after a while.
Definitely.
Let's see. Alicia Keys looked really cool.
Yeah, she did it. She was wearing this black knee-length dress, form-fitting, with this cool gold statement necklace. It was just like a plain plate, just smooth gold. And I thought she looked really good.
Yeah, she had that really awesome 50s hairstyle. It was like a big roll on the top. And 17 Magazine actually tweeted that it's a really good idea for a prom haircut or prom updo.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people would mirror that look. It was so effortless. Yeah. And she did look awesome.
She did. She really did. She even looked good with Swiss Beats.
Yeah. I think that's who it was. Almost positive. Oh, they looked really nice together. But right after that was, my opinion, the belle of the ball.
Taylor Swift. She wowed me because she did not wear the normal poofy dress. Her hair was in a bun. Like, it just looked effortless.
She looked stunning. Who is she wearing? Zohara Mirad. Kelly Osbourne kind of messes up some of the names, so we're hoping this one's correct.
Yeah.
But all I could say was she looked gorgeous.
It was, like, form-fitting, and it was this blush, amazing color, and it kind of went up, it was, like, tank top, but it, like, it was sleeveless,
yeah.
And it kind of went up to that little, like, collar, but the beading on this dress, the amount of work that probably went into the dress was incredible, like, it was insane.
These details were so intricate. The embellishment, these beads. Oh, it was the entire dress from her neck all the way to the bottom.
Yeah, all the way to the train. Like, it was insane. And then
you saw her figure, too.
Yeah. And she, her makeup was just perfect. It was like this natural smoky eye, just enhanced her eyes and enhanced her features on her face. And also the accessories were just drop, regular just drop earrings. Like, very simple because her dress was so intricate. It, she did a really amazing job.
I was impressed. And I'm glad she did something different. She's getting older.
Yes.
This is perfect for
her. She's 22, 21?
Yeah, so like a little bit less of the princess style for now.
Definitely.
I thought she was perfect. And actually, there was one person we had been looking forward to the whole night, and we saw her last.
Yes.
Was Rihanna, who always makes a statement, just like Nicki Minaj.
Definitely.
I thought she made a statement in the wrong way.
Yeah. She's very modest for her.
It was different. It was very boring, except very revealing in the front. This drop went almost down to her navel.
Yes.
It was just plain black.
She was wearing Armani.
Yes. And it was very sleek. It was beautiful dress. Mm-hmm. Not for her, for the Grammys.
Exactly.
It's disappointing.
Her lip, the only good thing out of that whole outfit though, honestly, was her lips. Like, she wore this amazing red color on her lips.
She did, actually.
And her hair just looked like she rolled out of bed.
Oh, this blonde. And it was a mess. You saw her roots.
Yeah, just...
And she had a very thin chain necklace. Yeah,
I didn't notice it was so thin.
Yes, and it went almost as low as the dress did, or all, like, the length of the cutout. And it didn't really make sense.
It didn't at all.
No statement there. Even though it was Armani, it didn't do it for me. The Grammys overall didn't bring the drama.
Yeah.
I was looking for more. I was kept checking the clock to see if it was over. And I feel like we're missing celebrities.
Yeah.
The boys didn't really impress.
Mm-mm.
Everyone kind of looked just normal. They were at the Grammys, no big deal, which I think was a big deal.
This music's biggest night.
Yeah, and unfortunately with the news we heard about Whitney Houston, it's very, very sad, very traumatic for the music world, especially very close to the Grammys.
But it overtook the Grammys.
Yes, it completely took over, and I feel like they ran out of time because everyone was paying their condolences, everyone was speaking on her behalf, which I think was very nice.
Mm-hmm.
But for such a happy occasion where you're catering to a certain audience, I think there's a certain amount of time you have to dedicate to each.
Definitely.
So we were missing a couple people. Lady Gaga was, I was surprised.
Yeah, and I didn't see Justin Bieber. Like, where was, I guess he wasn't there tonight.
Yeah.
And also,
Miley Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus, too. I always enjoy seeing her at the Grammys. It's like the one award show that she does really good. Is the Grammys, and also Selena Gomez wasn't there.
Yeah, they're usually big style icons for this night. But out of the people we did see, Gina, who do you think was your best dressed?
This is really hard. It was either between Taylor Swift or Carrie Underwood.
Mm-hmm.
I will have to go with Taylor Swift because honestly, I'm a sucker for blush. I love blush color. Like, my prom dress is gonna be blush. I'm obsessed. And I love ballerina buns, so, and I feel like she did it in such a good way, like, this dress was just so beautiful, like, the beading just took my breath away, like, it was beautiful.
Yeah, I actually have to agree with you, it was between those two, and I love Taylor Swift, her dress was unexpected. I thought she was going to come in a big ball gown and have her hair, I know she's been doing straight lately, but the ballerina bun was so sleek and effortless, very whimsical still, like, still staying true to herself, and the details, oh, I want that dress, it was beautiful, but now, the moment everyone's been waiting for.
Worst dress.
Yes.
Definitely worst dress. I'm going with Bonnie McKee, because this girl, I'm telling you, this girl's dress was a pinata, like, it was so bad, I would never, ever wear that dress. Ever wear that dress. It was so bad.
That was definitely a horrible dress. And I will probably have to agree with you. I think she's worst dressed. But unfortunately, I have to compare, like, also add on to that, yeah. Katy Perry.
Oh, yeah.
Not a fan of her look.
Definitely
it
not.
It was really disappointing to me.
It really made me disappointed, too, because I'm such a fan of Katy Perry. Like,
and her clothes, yes. And her risks. And
oh, my God. Her at her tour this summer, her outfits were amazing.
Yeah.
And this just didn't do it for me.
No, so she and Bonnie were on different spectrums. Yeah. Just disgusting.
Like, one was over the top, and one was just not enough.
Wrong dress for her.
Yeah.
But overall, again, not a very great Grammys night. Mm-hmm. A lot of people were dealing with the grief from
Whitney
Houston's death. It was horrible tragedy, and I think that was kind of the downfall of the evening. But I'm really looking forward to the rest of award seasons. We have the Oscars coming up in about 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. That we always can expect incredible gowns.
Incredible. Oh my God. I'm excited for that because that's going to be insane.
Yes. The SAG Awards, the other awards that have been, they were a couple weeks ago, and the dresses were beautiful. So I'm really looking forward to that. And hopefully you'll be here to join me for the next Fashion Forward podcast.
Hope so.
This was really fun.
It was a lot of fun.
And I hope everyone enjoyed it. So let us know what you think. I definitely want to know if you agree with us.
Yes.
Or disagree for sure. But thanks again. And hope to do this soon.
All right, guys. Bye.
Bye.